Hello everyone, this is Dave Zbitsky, otherwise known as Dave Dev. You'll find me online at blogs.msdn.com/DaveDev, and I'm also on Twitter at twitter.com/TheDaveDev. What I wanted to show you today is using the Microsoft development tools on a netbook. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft, and part of my role is going out on tour, so to say, on a roadshow that we bring to many locations. For me, that happens to be in the Pennsylvania, Virginia area. And what I did during the last roadshow was I ran all of my demos completely on a netbook. And it started some interesting conversations, some of them around Windows 7, but other around what is the performance of Visual Studio. It's one thing to run the Silverlight plugin, but what it's actually like to program that in Blend and in Visual Studio. So, the first question you might all have is, what netbook are you running, Dave? So I wanted to show you, if you go to Gateway's site, I'm actually running a new netbook. It's called the LT Series. This is the URL. Now, I'm not endorsing one netbook over another. There are plenty of netbooks out there over many different manufacturers. Pick the one that suits you best. For me, I was looking for something around the $350 price range and something with 2 gigs of RAM in it. So the netbook that I have, it's this red one that you see over here. It's about 2.5 pounds, has an 11.5-inch screen, and it also has a new AMD processor that's very similar to the Atom. So if I go ahead and I pull up some information about my PC over here, the first question that you might have is are they limited to the Starter Edition? And as you can see here plainly, you can install any version of Windows 7 on a netbook and you'll get some very good performance. I was pleasantly surprised at how well Windows 7 ran on this netbook. If we go ahead and look for the processing power here, you'll see I have the AMD processor, but it's single core. So that's something to be aware of as a developer. We're used to having multiple processors, especially if we're doing anything with video, or if we're doing anything like pixel shaders where we have a dedicated graphics card. This netbook happens to have a tiny bit of dedicated graphics memory through an ATI card, but it's nothing wondrous where you're going to be able to play some video games and things on it. So it's something to be aware of as a developer. I'm running at 1.2 gigahertz, I have 2 gigs RAM, and I'm running 32-bit. If I pull up this Windows Experience Index, what you're going to see here is my memory is very good. I'm about 4.4. The hard disk in here, it is not a solid state hard disk. I got a couple questions on that. This is a normal 5400 RPM hard drive. It's got about 250 gigs in there. And I have a shared graphics card, which is why I'm getting the 3.1 and the 2.6 ratings on there. But overall, the machine is very speedy. I was really surprised for this being a netbook. And if I go down here and I open up Visual Studio 2008, you'll see that Visual Studio 2008 itself opens up pretty quickly, probably faster than you were expecting for a netbook. If I come in here and let me open a project that actually uses some 3D. So if I come in here, this is a project David Teitelbaum actually sent me when WPF 3.5 SP1 came out. And I always run this on whatever machine I have because it actually uses some of the 2D elements in WPF, but it also puts it on top of a 3D plane and it applies some pixel shaders. So this, if anything, would be a nice little test to see how much performance we can get out of this netbook. You can see it compiles very quickly. It fires up. And let me make this window a bit bigger for everyone. Say, here I have WPF running on a netbook. If I click on any of this, you'll see these are actual kind of bubbly, watery effects. And let's say hello from my netbook. And I won't get into all of the ins and outs of Silverlight and what's new in Silverlight 3 in here. I actually do that in the roadshow, and there's some information on my blog around that. What I want to show you here is the performance of the tooling itself on the netbook. So let's wait for this to go ahead and create the Silverlight project. you'll see a little bit longer hit than it was in Visual Studio because we're actually loading up the real-time designer here. And if I come over here on objects, I'm going to go ahead and take control of my grid that I have. And I'll show you that the actual property palettes will pull up here over on the right. Let's give this a gradient. And you can see we get a black and gray gradient. I won't go into any more detail or design on these actual elements. I just want to go ahead and run this and show you what the performance is like. So my build succeeded. It's opening up my development server now. I'm going to go ahead and load the Silverlight page. You'll see I get that gradient. If I right-click on here, you'll see that the version of the framework that I'm running for Silverlight is version 3.0. So not the ultimate kind of fast performance where we just had straight-up code like you saw me in VS 2008, but it is a nice way if you're on the you're on the road. This is a 2.5-pound laptop. I need to pull up some code, maybe tweak the look and feel of something. I am capable of running a full Silverlight development environment here locally on the netbook. So today is October 19th. We just announced this morning, I think it was around noon Eastern Standard Time, that you can download Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2 off of MSDN. And I've got a couple questions, especially from people who had seen me run VS 2008, on how well that runs on the netbook. And secondly, how to even install that onto a netbook. So what I have here is a USB key. Let me go ahead and insert that into the netbook. This is the same USB key. It's a 16 gig USB. It uses USB 2.0 for its throughput. And this is the same USB key that I used to install Windows 7 onto this netbook. And so let's wait for it to actually spin up here. And let me open Explorer. And you'll see it looks like a Windows disk. I'll put this in the show notes to show you how to actually make a bootable USB key to install Windows 7 onto machine. And what I've been doing to install all of my software is I just created a new directory on this USB key called installs. So this is the same way I've installed Expression Studio. This is the same way I installed the 2010 Beta 2. So what I did was I went up to MSDN, I downloaded the ISO image, I took the ISO image, opened it up, and all of the files inside of the ISO image I just copied to this directory here, so I could actually run that off of the USB key. It took about 45 minutes or so, I would say, on this netbook to actually install it. Good news is that Visual Studio 2010 installed fine. One of the issues I have found is because I am using Expression Encoder 3, let's go ahead and open this up. There's a free screencast tool in there, and you'll see that it does use a large amount of CPU. So I would not necessarily recommend using this tool as a screencast on a netbook. Obviously, this is taking well over a third of the performance I would normally get in order to show you. So you saw some of that in Blend, where the speed necessarily was a little bit slower. What I've tried to do here is drop out of Arrow to pull up 2010 in order that I get some increased performance. So here's the new icon for 2010. Let's go ahead and click that. You'll see I get the new theme, the new colors, the new splash screen for 2010. Opens up fairly quickly on the netbook. Again, you can try this out for yourself. If I did run an Expression Encoder at the same time under Arrow, due to some of the optimizations that haven't been put in yet, you would actually see a performance hit. So that is the reason why I've kind of dropped out of that mode, just so you could see the true performance of 2010. So let me come up here and say File. Go ahead and do a new project. I'm going to come in here and say Silverlight. And what I did was I took Silverlight here out of my basic templates. I'm just going to take a standard application. One of the features you'll notice right away is this Silverlight version multi-targeting. This is something that you've been asking for. We've had it in the .NET framework for normal .NET since Visual Studio 2008. Now you have the ability in 2010 to multi-target both Silverlight 3 and 2.0. So this will be good for everyone out there that is targeting older 2.0 apps and 3.0 apps. I only have 3.0 installed on this machine, so you'll see just the 3.0 version up here. I'm going to click OK. So we've now loaded up our Silverlight project. You'll notice you get both the Visual Designer and the XAML editor for Silverlight 3, something that's been missing in 2008. Let me go ahead and just load up the design mode here. I have my visual tree here. You can see I'm coming down the control. I'm going to select that same grid like you saw me do before inside of Blend, just so we can get some similarities here. If I go onto that grid, pull up the properties. I'm going to go ahead into the actual brushes for that. You'll see I get the same thing with the background. If I click on background, I get all the different gradient choices, just like I did in Blend. So I'm going to go ahead and say I want this to be a gradient now. You'll see the same default white and gray. You know, I can move these scrollers back and forth. I'm going to make it just like it was inside of Blend, where we had the white coming up from the bottom. Let's go ahead and run this, just so we can see the performance. And you'll see the same development server that I was using before has now loaded up. I'm going to go ahead and load IE8 up here. And by default, the actual grid inside of Visual Studio templates is full screen versus the Blend, which I think I had set at 640 by 480. So when this loads up, you'll actually see the gradient across doing a full fill. And if I right click on this, you'll see it's Silverlight. I'm running in the 3.0 version. So we have a netbook. We can run Visual Studio 2008, we can run 2010, I can also run Blend down here like you saw me go in before. All of the utilities, you're not going to get the maximum performance that you would on a full-blown, dual-core, dedicated graphics card laptop, but you do have the ability to go in there and tweak things. And the netbook is a great machine to have around as a backup. You know, it's only 2.5 pounds. If you're out somewhere and you're deploying a new feature to your system, you need to show something, you need to tweak something, you have the ability to go ahead and do that inside of your netbook. So thank you for listening to this screencast today, and this was using the Microsoft development tools on top of a netbook running Windows 7. Thanks.